Frustrated Elizabeth Warren admits Republicans may win midterm elections. By Wendell Hussebo on April 18, 2022. Far-left Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, admitted in a New York Times op-ed that Republicans may win the midterm elections, reclaiming the House and Senate. Warren, writing about the need to revive President Biden's costly Build Back Better package, acknowledged the package may never become law, threatening a Democrat's ability to retain power. Now Republicans are betting that a stalled Biden agenda won't give Democrats enough to run on in the midterm elections, and they might be right, she wrote. Like many Americans, I'm frustrated by our failure to get big things done. Things that are both badly needed and very popular with all Americans, she continued. Democrats need to deliver more of the president's agenda, or else we will not be in the majority much longer. While there is some talk of once again trying to pass Biden's massive package, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, has opposed additional spending of vast amounts of money on socialistic programs during the president's 40-year high inflation. Democrats need Manchin's vote to pass partisan legislation through the Senate. Here is the truth: we cannot spend our way to a balanced, healthy economy and continue adding to our $30 trillion national debt, Manchin explained. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, has allocated vast amounts of money to defeat many weak Democrat senators. The Senate Leadership Fund will spend $141 million on TV ads in swing states. Politico Playbook reported the specific states and senators. $37 million in Georgia to defeat Raphael Warnock. $27 million in North Carolina to hold the seat being vacated by Richard Burr. $24 million in Pennsylvania to hold the seat being vacated by Pat Toomey. $15 million in Nevada to defeat Catherine Cortez Masto. $15 million in Wisconsin to bolster Ron Johnson. $14 million in Arizona to defeat Mark Kelly. Stephen Law, the Senate Leadership Fund's president, told Politico it is vital Republicans retake the Senate, where so much important legislative business occurs. This is such a strong year that we need to invest as broadly and deeply as we can, Law said. In the Senate, majority control is everything. It determines what happens on the floor and what doesn't happen. It will have an impact on future Supreme Court nominations. I mean, there's so much at stake. Republicans only need to net one Senate seat to retake the chamber and force President Biden to resolve many of the crises he has created, such as soaring inflation, the southern border invasion, and shrinking weekly wages. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.